Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to episode 8 of We're Gonna Need a Bigger Show.
Ocho.
This is a small show this week.
Tiny.
Tiny little show with tiny little people.
We're trying out a new audio setup.
Yeah, how do you like it? Sound good? Huh?
Hello.
Oh?
Hello?
I say it's a small show. We don't have a fourth panel member this week. Cameron and I kind of had the wacky idea just to roll with the show today.
Brought in the wild card.
We brought in the wild card.
The hired gun of sorts.
So joining us tonight is...
Ethan Hudson.
Fan favorite.
The one and only.
Bearded.
Red beard.
Red beard, blue hat. Red beard, blue hat.
That's a rap song, right?
Red beard, blue
hat. It is. If Pants on the Ground is a song, then that's a song.
Oh. I don't know that Pants on the Ground was ever... Was that, like, legit?
It was to me, at least. How about, let's take that back. If the Fox is a song,
then yes.
Which I love.
We know. I know.
I like it, too.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't like everything about it.
I could just talk about the Fox for this whole podcast.
Can we do that?
Okay.
Let's do an hour and a half of that.
At the end, where the CG Fox starts dancing around, I was kind of like, okay, this is stupid.
But you have to hear a sound, so, I mean, it's only... Boy, we got off track really quickly.
Well, I think it's a pertinent thing. It signifies something about our culture, right?
Ethan!
Hey, it...
How have you been?
It's just... Oh, wait. We're done talking about
Yeah,
this?
We're done. Like, I cut it. I had to.
Okay.
How you been?
I see how it is. I've been. It's been all right. Not too bad. Still doing the Kroger.
Still working?
Still doing the Kroger thing.
Right on. Got anything exciting coming up? You've been playing a lot of Grand Theft Auto.
Grand Theft Auto, yeah. It's Grand Theft Auto, Sleep, Kroger, Class, a.k.a. Skip Class, Grand Theft Auto, Kroger.
Right on. Lack of sleep. Rinse, repeat.
Yeah.
Getting a handy in the Kroger bathroom.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Naturally. Mm-hmm. Cameron, you're joining us again.
What's up?
After a long hiatus.
Mm-hmm. I've been on vacation.
Sabbatical.
Yep, sabbatical. I said we're on hiatus.
Hiatus. And, tell us about your vacation.
Well, I was in Virginia, saw Monticello, camped out a little bit. Some of the KOA campsites, they're a little expensive.
Right.
Basically a shower and a place to set up your tent. But
how much are you charging for something like that?
$90 for two nights.
You're kidding me.
No.
I get a hotel for that price.
That's what I was saying. The Virginia State campground, however, much cheaper, like half that much. You weren't supposed to have alcohol. We did anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And
bad boy.
I made all kinds of I'm so bad. And we made a lot of campfires.
And a lot of bad decisions.
Yeah, there were a couple bad decisions made.
Really?
No.
Oh.
You made a lot of campfires? You know, like, is that like multiple? You just went around making like multiple
I made them in other people's campsites. I was like, you gotta see.
They wanted one.
They're like, no, we're good. We're about to go to bed. And I'm like, shut up. Shut your dirty mouth.
Wow.
You will take this campfire.
Anything? You went to D.C., right?
Yeah, I did. We walked around D.C. when it was a little too hot to be doing so. On September 11th, we didn't know the bikes... motorbikes were a thing for September 11th. And everybody else is like, yeah, motorbikes, September 11th, D.C. Idiot.
I don't understand.
I'm totally lost.
There were plenty of POW MIA flags. I haven't seen that many in a while.
That's a hell of a abbreviation.
Wow. So that's it.
It was a good time.
Great. Good times.
How you been, Mike?
Oh, shit. Fine, just fine. You know, been missing my co-host.
Yeah, well.
You know. But other than that, pretty good. I tried the new Monster cereals.
Oh, boy.
Very...
As did I.
Yep, we have Fruit Brute and Yummy Mummy going. Yeah, don't laugh. It's good. It's good stuff. Somebody's here. Well, good. Yeah, I mean,
did you do an official taste test? I'm going to assume that you didn't go as over the top as Heather and I did with the five bowls, five cereals.
No, that's something a crazy person would do.
But, and let me just tell you about this. After, except for the Count Chocula, I mixed all the milks together with all the different flavors.
That sounds awful.
It was amazing. It was like just heaven in my mouth with Monster cereals.
What our listeners need to know is that Ethan has the strangest taste buds ever.
Well, he said the pumpkin beer tastes like ketchup and mustard.
It tastes like ketchup and mustard.
We're drinking Schlafly pumpkin ale, and he said that it tasted like ketchup and mustard juice. So,
which sounds good to me, personally.
Really?
I'd put that on a hot dog.
Juice.
I know people that eat ketchup and mustard sandwiches. So I mean.
Oh, I threw up in my mouth.
Ryan Holiday. You know, just the little, just the water that comes out, like when you're getting
that makes me sick in my mouth.
Just when it kind of
that makes me sick in my mouth.
Like let's mix together a little bit.
No,
and I love ketchup, but that's just
I'm gonna throw up now, guys.
I would say, but going back really quick.
Oh yeah,
Monster cereal. I would say.
How you ranking them?
My rank went. I stick with Frankenberry first.
Okay.
Then Fruit Brute.
Okay.
Booberry.
And then Yummy Mummy at the bottom, huh?
Yummy Mummy, well, and then Count Chocula. I'm not a big chocolate cereal fan, but if I had to describe to someone what the cereals were like, it's like, you know that movie Hotel Transylvania?
Yeah.
With Adam Sandler? It's like if that movie wasn't terrible, and also it was a cereal.
If they don't ever make a monster cereal movie, I'm going to scream.
They're going to make another Hotel Transylvania.
Before making a fucking monster cereal monster movie. Unbelievable. Well... Yeah, I really liked them. I don't know, my favorite is still probably Booberry. Then
that's Heather's favorite.
I don't know. I need to have a couple more bowls before I give a full ranking, I think. I really enjoyed the two new ones, though. Well, two old new ones.
Mm-hmm.
Do a ranking of the cereal milk as well, please.
For
me.
I would rather staple my scrotum to the table than drink.
You gotta go ask.
I was talking earlier about how I don't like chocolate milk or strawberry milk, but I like cereal milk. Like cereal, like Golden Grahams cereal milk.
See, like I'll do the chocolate, but I can't do any other.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch cereal milk.
Yes, please sell that to me, Bob.
That is some good cereal milk.
Let's strain it and then sell it.
Yep.
How has somebody not thought of that? That's gross.
And then a little bottle of mustard juice, and we got like a whole line.
While we're talking about cereal, I just want to throw this out there real quick. Why did they take away the good Kicks and make them all like healthy and bad tasting? Does anybody remember?
I remember Kicks when they were like, yeah.
Oh, like berry Kicks?
They were kind of unhealthy, yeah. And you were like, I like to eat these, and now they're just...
The Kicks I always remember was just little corn nuggets, puff things.
Yeah. Basically.
They had better tasting ones?
Right.
I wasn't aware of them.
We have some that are honey flavored, and they're awful. I don't know. Monster cereals will always reign supreme. Only get them one fucking time a year. Hey, General Mills, if you're listening, bring that shit back all year round. That's my suggestion.
Unless you just hate money.
If you hate money and hate people, then you're doing great. But on that note, we're going to take a quick break and come back with some news. Back.
Good news.
We're back.
We're back. First and foremost, Breaking Bad wins the Emmy for Best Drama on TV.
This is like the long time waiting.
Yeah.
Thing, right?
I mean, and it's pretty much guaranteed they're going to sweep next year.
Yeah.
But... You know, I mean, the first part of season 5 definitely deserves it.
I mean, I like Mad Men, but thank God that finally...
Yeah.
I can only take so much furrowed brow Emmys before...
Oh, shit. I can only take so much furrowed brow. Oh, shit.
That's Mad Men, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know.
That's fantastic. Anna Gunn also won, so I think she deserved it for sure.
She received death threats.
I was about to say, have you guys read that article she wrote for the New York Times or whatever, where she's contemplating why everybody hates her character?
Yeah.
Absolutely insane.
I never knew this was a thing until I talked to...
Oh, Skylar hating was a thing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just thought she was doing what anybody would do in the situation. I never thought about her. I never liked her. I never didn't like her. She was a character in the show, you know?
Right, right.
But then I talked to a friend of the show, Philip Maloney, who isn't fond of her, and then read that article, and I was like, okay.
Philip doesn't like her, but thinks Todd is a great guy.
It's true.
So
he is the world's nicest psychopath.
Right, but still a psychopath.
I mean, I know people that call Skylar a quote-unquote thunder cunt. So
wow.
Meaning what?
They just, I've never had that. I mean, I actually like her character. And it's funny because, like, even going back and thinking about it, like, I realize now the actions and stuff that she's made, like, I mean, how much it makes sense and everything. The more I think about it, the better I think her character is. Because, I mean, it is kind of frustrating at times because we're designed to root for Walt. I mean, that's how the show's made.
Yeah.
Right.
But the more you think about it, the more you're like, well, hell yeah, I would do what she did. I mean, that's the only option she has.
Yeah, I can't understand any argument to the contrary.
Right.
Really.
Yeah, I'm kind of in the same
way. I'm glad she won. I mean, I think it's good for her as an actor or an actress.
But to that same, you know, to the same talking about characters, I also think that it's kind of ridiculous to say... You know, that if you like Walt at all, you're some sort of race, or, you know, you're some sort of Nazi.
Yeah.
After last night's episode, without saying much about it, there's moments where you can't help but feel awful for what he's going through.
Right.
And there's some real human moments.
It's like he may have put himself there, and he may have done horrible things and murdered people and everything else you want to talk about, but at the same time, that's the trick of the show.
Right.
Is getting you to feel for... this person
who is a monster, you know. I mean, he's done some very horrific things, but there were moments last night that my heart was just ripped out. I mean, he just did such an incredible job.
Well, I mean, I think that's why it's so good, is because they've been able to keep his humanity intact throughout everything. I mean, no matter what he's done, we still see that there's still a little bit of humanity intact.
Right.
And you have to kind of feel for him. I mean, you don't want to either. You're like, I know he's a monster, but still, I mean,
well, and just... I think after the closing moments last night, when the music comes in, you know,
was absolutely
perfect.
Like, I almost stood up and just...
But the fact that comes in when it does,
mm-hmm.
that is the end of the humanity. Like, it's gone at that point. And I think, you know,
I
think they're all in agreement on that. But no, you know, congratulations to them. It's a show that definitely deserves it. Also, just released, I don't know if you've heard about this show, Penny Dreadful on Showtime.
I've heard it. Is it Josh Hart yet?
I don't know. No, I don't think that's
okay,
right.
There's one that he's going to be in. I think I've heard a little bit about it. But
Penny Dreadful is Dracula and Werewolf Frankenstein, Mr. Hyde, kind of a... It's been pitched as psychosexual, so I don't know exactly what that means, but a teaser came out today.
I have a question, though, real quick.
Yeah.
Are we calling Ethan E?
I do every now and then.
Okay. I just wanted to know.
You can do it. I mean, it saves time, let's be honest.
Yeah, E. All
right. is this on Showtime, right?
Right.
Well, that would explain the
psychosexual. I mean, that's kind of their shtick. Mm-hmm. But we're going to go ahead and play. It's very short. It's only, I think, 19 seconds. And then we'll come back.
I believe in curses. I believe in demons. I believe in monsters. Do you?
Do you?
Do you?
Michael?
Do you? I don't know.
I saw some fur.
Yeah.
Stitches.
The first two episodes are going to be helmed by Juan Antonio Bayona, who did The Orphanage, which I really enjoyed. And you were right. Yeah, we checked a little bit of news while y'all were listening to that. Josh Hartnett and Ava Green. I don't know.
It's interesting.
Josh Hartnett, not so much. I really can't stand him.
Really? Is it just his face?
I don't think he's a good actor. I think he's
just that beautiful,
but mostly
beautiful,
that beautiful chiseled face. I just want to smash it.
See, for the longest time, I got he and Heath Ledger mixed up.
Right on. I don't know. I mean, you can see that Frankenstein is in there and the Wolfman. I don't know what the thing with all the writing on the skin is. I don't understand that. A witch, maybe? I don't know.
I think it could be fun.
It could kind of be that... almost League of Extraordinary Gentlemen that isn't, you know, shitty. But Fox is also developing a League television show. And they're definitely going to film and show a pilot of that, so we'll see that at some point. But this could be fun. I don't know. I like my classic horror.
It looks a little on the serious side.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm sure it'll be, you know, serious. But we'll see. I'm down. I'll check it out.
I'll definitely be. Yeah, I'll check it out.
Well, cool. Then what's up next? Oh, announced today a new animated Star Wars show, Star Wars Rebels. The series will take place during the 20 years between Episodes 3 and Episodes 4, at a time where the Empire is securing its grip on the galaxy and hunting down the last of the Jedi Knights as a fledgling rebellion against the Empire is taking shape. I don't know. I mean, that just kind of seems like an addition to Clone Wars. It doesn't really sound like a new show.
Hmm. I mean, I never watched Clone Wars. That took place between 2 and 3 or what?
Right, it's something. Yeah, I think so. Okay. I think maybe I even thought the latter half took place after, but maybe no, because Anakin was part of it, so. Yeah.
I mean, any expansion of the universe is fine. It's always going to depend on
who's running it,
the quality, yeah, and how they do it.
Now, would you say that Star Wars has been the most expanded upon universe?
Shit, yeah, absolutely.
In terms of all media, the way it has.
See, sure. Because, I mean, let me go ahead and make a confession, which I've always meant to do, but I've yet to see any Star Wars film. I've seen The Phantom Menace, and I saw Episode 2, what was it? The Clone Wars?
Or Attack of the Clones.
Yeah, Attack of the Clones. Yeah. I saw those in theaters.
And that's it?
And those are the only ones I've seen. But it just always seems like every year it's just something else.
Yeah, whether it's a cartoon or a game.
I mean, I have to say
or...
that, like, I've always wanted to get into it because I really appreciate the mythology, and I think that if I could get into it, that I would like seeing how it's... It just seems like there's an endless supply of material. There's always something new.
You know what you should do as somebody who hasn't seen them? You should watch them and then write reviews of them for the bigger show page. Yeah. I think that would be just as that somebody would, who doesn't funny. Have that connection yeah. to it.
Because I'm one of the few people, like, especially with my love of movies and still right. not seeing it's just...
And the funny thing about that is, I mean, you're so honest about everything that you'll say exactly what you feel about it.
And to watch it as
the worst ever.
To watch it as an adult is
right.
unique
right.
in our culture. So, I mean, yeah. I saw it when
that's
I was
the
11.
Thing. That's the thing that I feel like a lot of times, like, that ends up making my stuff... My personal views of stuff seem more negative is because I feel like a lot of 80s kids, if you want to call them that, you have like an emotional, nostalgic kind of attachment
sure.
to it. And then when I see it, if I see it for the first time, I'm like, well, it's all right, but I mean, it's not anything. It just feels like a lot of movies, you kind of have like a nostalgic attachment to them.
Right.
And I can't ever have that. It kind of sucks, but I mean,
you will, Ethan. You will. You'll be old to somebody else someday. How old are you?
23.
Okay. All right.
Eventually, I'll have a nostalgic attachment to some movie that these people are saying this about. And
yeah, you know, that's. I mean, that and that's the same thing. I mean, we kind of already do with Jurassic Park. I mean, that's kind
sure.
of. Yeah. One that immediately, you know, and we talked about a little bit about it earlier, that movie defines cinema for a generation.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I would actually, another one I would throw in there, Terminator 2,
mm-hmm.
just because of what it, you know, such spectacle, but did everything so right. You know, both of those movies, yeah, well, I mean, it was really funny. Two times, and with both of those movies, somebody has told me how long they've been out, and like, oh, well, there's this anniversary edition coming out, and my heart just sank, because I was like, wow, that was...
It's been that long.
Yeah. So, you know, I mean, we already are, you know, kind of
yeah, that's true.
Experiencing that. Yeah, I would love for you to do something with Star Wars for the show, though.
And then you need to play Knights of the Old Republic.
I actually have that. And that's funny, because I mean, like, we were talking about just every media, but... medium.
That's probably my favorite expansion.
And I just always hear about that game, and I literally know zero about it, like zilch.
Mm-hmm.
And I always hear that's the Old Republic, one of the best RPGs ever made, so I can't wait.
I hate role-playing games, and I fucking love Knights of the Old Republic.
And,
yep.
and I hear that the one of the greatest twists in
mm-hmm.
the history of video games, and I'm excited to play it as soon as
yeah, the fact that you don't know it is great, because
yeah.
It was a fun experience. Like, everything unfolding in front of you is so good.
I think that's kind of exciting, like, approaching the Star Wars universe, is that I'm fairly certain that I'm going to dig, like, everything,
mm-hmm.
and I don't know anything. So it's, right. like, a whole new universe that I get to explore, so I'm pretty stoked.
It'll be neat. It'll be neat to see. Speaking of, I guess, the opposite of things being done well, Dexter
yes.
ended last night.
Yes, it ended.
And while we won't say exactly what happened in the finale, we'll leave you to get disappointed yourself, the former showrunner had...
He killed himself?
she said that she was going, or would have pitched this as the very last scene. She says in the very last scene of the series, Dexter wakes up, and everybody's going to think, oh, it was a dream. And then the camera pulls back and back and back, and then we realize, no, it's not a dream. Dexter's opening his eyes, and he's on an execution table at the Florida Penitentiary. They're just starting to administer the drugs, and he looks out through the window at the observation gallery. And in the gallery are the people that Dexter's killed, including the Trinity Killer, the Ice Truck Killer, LaGuerta, who's basically responsible for, Dokes, again, who he's responsible for, Rita, and Lila. All the big deaths, and also whoever the weekly episodic kills were, they'd all be there. She says, that's what I envisioned for the ending of Dexter. Or I guess it was he. I'm sorry. That everything we've seen over the past 8 seasons has been... has happened in the several seconds from the time they start Dexter's execution to the time they finish the execution and he dies. Literally his life flashing before his eyes as he was about to die. I think it would have been a great, epic, very satisfying conclusion.
I agree. I don't know what this conclusion was, and I haven't watched it in a few years, but...
I would have liked
that's
good. That as a proposed ending would have been really cool.
Yeah, I would have taken it, but it's...
But with the season that leads up to that, no. I mean, it's a bad season.
If Breaking Bad ends like that, I'll be happy.
Oh, if it was like, yeah, that would be kind of cool.
Here's Crazy 8, here's... He actually...
Tuco, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
In other news, Fede Alvarez, rather, reported this week that Sam Raimi is actively developing Army of Darkness 2. He said that he's currently writing it, and when Sam kind of gets his mind to something, that's what he wants to do. So it looks like Sam Raimi's next film will probably be Army of Darkness 2. I'm down. I mean, I don't really care whether we get Evil Dead 2 or Army of Darkness 2 first, you know? That's fine with me. I want to see the universes cross, you know, but if it doesn't happen, I'm happy that we're getting another Army of Darkness. I mean, that's fucking cool.
That could be really... I mean, original director and everything, it's not a remake, it's not
right.
a reboot.
Right.
It's you don't want us to get
now,
a sequel.
Has there been other films with this much time in between? I mean, I know there has, but what are... Do you know any examples off the top of your head? From Army of Darkness to Army of Darkness 2. How many years is that? It was...
92? 93?
92. Wasn't that late?
Yeah, that sounds right.
Hmm.
There's gotta be. I mean, they're probably... I can't think of anything off the top of my head.
But almost 20 years in between.
I'm sure there's somebody listening right now saying, you know, this...
Yeah.
I get that a lot where people will say, oh, I was listening to the show.
So does this mean, do we finally get Ash?
Or yell stuff out.
Do we get Ash back in the...
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like Bruce will be back for Ash, you know? I mean, that's fucking cool.
Little Doe here.
Hey, that's fine. He's still fucking, you know, Bruce Campbell is still Ash.
If Harrison Ford can do it in Crystal Skull...
That's probably one.
Yeah, there's a huge gap between...
Yeah, absolutely.
Last Crusade and Crystal Skull. Yeah, that's at least 20 years.
Alien Resurrection was like 97. So
between
that's
Alien Resurrection and Prometheus?
Yeah.
Or, well, Alien versus Predator. I mean, between...
Wait, what are you talking about?
What is it called?
Yeah.
Let's pretend they exist. I mean, it'll be interesting to see. I think... The next one would be Ghostbusters 3 if that ever comes out.
It's one of those things where regardless, I'm going to throw my money
at it. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. it was also announced this week that Carrie will be R-rated. The Carrie remake. Which is good. Thank God.
And it was just announced. I mean, that was just announced. Right?
I think so, yeah.
That's kind of surprising. I mean, it seems a little cutting it close.
Well, it's October. It doesn't
October
come out until, what? Yeah.
18?
Something like that. I mean... It makes sense.
I mean,
that happens a lot lately, especially with a film like this, where I'm sure studios were probably pushing for this to be PG-13. That would not... I mean, if fucking RoboCop's going to be PG-13, I'm sure they pushed for Carrie to be PG-13. especially with somebody like Chloe Grace Moretz and Julianne Moore, you know, who are traditionally kind of very recognizable and
PG-13 people.
Right. So I don't know. I'm glad though. I'm probably gonna go see it.
I'll go see it. Ron and I were actually having that discussion.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not like against it by any means. I'm just if they can breathe some life into something that really didn't need it, you know, I don't know.
Well, we've kind of had this discussion, which I thought was in terms of stuff that doesn't need a remake. Yeah, there's certain things that get unnecessary remakes, but I think this is one that kind of can stand to be retold because it's kind of timeless. I mean, it is
a timeless story. Yeah, I mean,
it won't like necessarily be hurt.
Does she get bullied on Facebook?
I mean,
right? Yeah, that's the thing. Like, that's probably what's going to happen.
Yeah,
because it does take place in modern day.
Yeah,
which again, I'm kind of up in the air about. And the thing that I've always said, and I think I said it on the show before, in the book she's written as a fat girl, and I just think that why has that movie not been made?
Yeah.
You know, like why? You know, there's so much. I mean, I agree. Some of my friends have said,
can we do it with Rebel Wilson?
I would watch the shit out of that.
But some people have said, you know, Chloe Grace Moretz, you know, is not believable, and maybe not. I mean, we'll kind of have to see what happens. In other remake news, Neil Marshall, who did The Descent and Doomsday and Centurion, is rewriting and directing the American remake of Trollhunter.
No, stop.
Okay, quit. Is it found footage?
Or? Nothing really else has been said about it.
I love Trollhunter a lot.
Me too.
And
it doesn't need to be remade. It's fine like it is.
I mean, it's that same thing, though.
See, the thing is, I'll never say on principle it doesn't need to be remade because you can only say that after the fact. You can say this is an unnecessary remake, but you can only say that if it's shitty.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it could potentially,
I mean,
it could be really
cool. I understand what you're saying, but let's be honest, the track record is not exactly, as far as remakes, it's not.
No,
I think it's kind of a personal opinion. It would depend on the, like, the attachment that you had to the original, which the original Trollhunter is one of my favorite films, so I can't help but feel like it's gonna go.
Well, and it has a certain
je ne sais quoi.
I don't know what.
I
feel like the original definitely has elements that some people wouldn't enjoy and that they wouldn't necessarily get. Just because it's
troll lore.
Troll lore, yeah. And I think, I mean, we all grew up kind of liking monsters or, you know, appreciating that kind of thing. And even seeing, you know, that, I mean, they really, you know, they really, it's that European culture. And I can understand that. However, we don't have that culture. So the fact that it's being remade and I'm assuming will be told in our country.
Yeah.
If it's not, then no. There was absolutely no reason to remake it. If it's gonna be set
in
Norway,
that really just made my stomach hurt when I thought like,
the only thing they're changing is the language.
I mean, so like, there's no. Are they bringing it to the United States?
I would assume so.
Hey, like in the wilderness of like Oregon or something.
Yeah, gosh. Like that. There's trolls in Oregon.
Oh, please.
But either way, then I agree. There's not any reason to remake it. If you're
bringing
it to America,
Bigfoot's territory. There's no trolls. That's Bigfoot.
Well, maybe that's going to be
Bigfoot is a troll.
Maybe that's going to be the maybe that's the hook. But whatever it is, if they're remaking it just to set it in America, that's dumb. They're going to remake it and set it, you know, in Europe. Why are they remaking it?
Dumb. It could be even pointless if they even do it as found footage.
Right.
I don't know.
So we'll see. I mean, we'll see. I'm sure it's quickly developing. Originally, Chris Columbus was supposed to do it.
Weird.
Yeah. He had originally bought the rights to it. So he's gone. He's off of it. So we'll see what happens. But we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to come back with a trivia challenge for Ethan, and it's going to be Nine Inch Nails trivia tonight.
I'm not
going to
let you down.
Well, you're not letting us. You'll be letting Trent down. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
we're back with some trivia. But before we start the trivia, because we haven't talked about this on the show, as you know, we did a Friday the 13th podcast, and we did a contest. And I want to send a shout-out to the winner of that, Chad Abushanab. He won the contest. He's a local listener. He's out of Nashville. And, yeah, he did a great job listening and entering. And we're happy for him.
And also making a little pronunciation key.
Yeah, I asked him, because I know how it is. My last name is Dubzlecki, for those of you who don't know. Everybody just calls me Mike D. I have about 47 consonants in a row in my name. It's really difficult. So I just asked Chad if, you know, he would let us know. Because I don't like, you know, when people mispronounce my name. And so I hope I didn't, you know, butcher it. But congratulations, Chad. Also coming up, we're going to have an interview with the producer and I believe director of the Crystal Lake Memories documentary, which I had a chance to check out. Yeah, me and Cam are going to do that pretty soon. And, yeah, we have a lot of really interesting stuff coming up, so...
Congrats.
Yeah, it's going to be... It'll be fun. Congrats, Chad. You ready, Ethan?
Ready as I'm going to be.
Ready as you're going to be. All right. Some of these are 1 point, some of these are 2 points, and then there's, one bonus.
Like, fill in the blank, multiple choice.
None of them are multiple choice.
Oh,
just
because
the way that it worked out, there wasn't, I don't think you'll need it. Woo! Alright, you ready?
Sure.
This controversial video features genital piercing, men smearing blood on each other, and other questionable content. What video is it?
Happiness and Slavery?
No. I'll give you one more shot. Being that it is not a multiple choice. For half point.
Okay, it has to be something
broken.
Pass.
No. Sin.
Really?
Yes.
I know that has dildos in it. But
well, apparently it's got a bunch of... Alright.
Dildo piercing.
I'm not sure. That's... I don't know about that.
We can investigate after.
Yeah, we'll have to check that one out.
Which former Nine Inch Nails member is responsible for scoring all of the Saw movies?
Oh, God. Oh, no. Alan Mulder?
Incorrect. Another shot for half a point.
Brown's gonna kill me.
He's screaming right now.
Yeah, he is. Fuck, I can't remember it.
Charlie Clouser.
Yep, that's it.
Okay, question number three.
Woo!
This one's easy. I know you'll know this one. What is Trent's record label, and what city did it originate? Oh, maybe
he's
not.
He's had several different record labels.
Current.
Well, the last CD was Columbia. Before that was Interscope.
But his label.
His label?
Yes. No?
I didn't know Trent Reznor has a label.
Apparently. I didn't think I was
shit.
Digging that hard when I came up with it.
Well, I mean, I don't think you are either.
You want it?
Go for it.
You want to venture what city it's in?
Is it in New Orleans?
It is in New Orleans. So you get half point.
Is that lost?
No.
Is another.
Oh, what? Nothing.
Yes, correct.
Okay.
Woo, full point.
Thank
bing,
you.
Bing.
What famous house was most of the Downward Spiral album recorded in?
Charles Manson.
Correct. There we go. All right. In the song Reptile, what famous 70s horror film is sampled when we hear a female's voice being looped?
Oh, shit. No, I don't know this one.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know. I know that it's...
Yeah, two guesses.
It's,
just think, 70s horror film.
Texas Chainsaw?
Correct. There you go.
See, I know there's a sample in there from something that's like fucking Godzilla, or they had a Japanese woman screaming.
Dr. Dre is credited for mixing assistant on what Nine Inch Nails song?
Oh, man. Man.
couldn't even give you a hint because I don't know.
I know, that's... Okay, I mean, I know he was on Interscope Records, so it had to be...
Something on that? Two guesses.
Closer?
Incorrect.
Or... Starfuckers.
Also incorrect.
What is it?
Even deeper.
Wow, I would have never known that. That's, wow. Kind of amazing. It's a really just, that's like a really cool.
And apparently there
is. This thing sucks.
What
movie?
What are we
at, 3 out of 6 right now?
Let's see. 1. Yep.
Okay.
For 2 points.
Okay.
What movie does Trent Reznor make an appearance in, and with what band?
Oh my god. The band is, Slam Bamboo.
Incorrect.
It's not?
No.
Option 18 or option 38?
Also incorrect.
Son of a
bitch. Yes, the soundboard is finally online, ladies and gentlemen.
Exotic Birds?
That is correct. For the band. Do you know what movie it is? It's the only movie he's ever been in.
No. Fucking Die Hard 3.
No.
I don't. What is it?
The movie is called Light of Day.
Okay. I don't know what that is.
What song contains elements from Shout It Out Loud by Kiss? For 1 point.
God, these are hard. This is how I knew it was going to be.
And it's, see, the thing is, like, I just picked random questions that I had no, you know.
Yeah. I don't know. I'd be surprised. I want to know if Ryan knows this.
You want to phone a friend?
No.
Yes, let's make that happen right now.
You want to?
Yeah. Here we go. Okay.
This is the very first phone friend
on the bigger show.
And to entertain you, some wildlife sounds.
While we get this going.
Oh. It was a turkey. Native to North America. So here's a dangerous
snake. Let's see if he'll come through for you.
Rattlesnake.
It's ringing.
Will he pick up is the key. What happens if they don't pick up for Regis?
Oh, then they...
He goes insane.
He goes crazy. Oh. Ryan Holiday.
What's up, man?
Hi, this is Mike D calling from We're Gonna Need a Bigger Show.
Hey, how are you?
You're currently Ethan Hudson's phone-a-friend for his Nine Inch Nails trivia challenge tonight.
Okay, cool.
The question is, what song contains elements from Shout It Out Loud by Kiss?
Starfuckers Incorporated.
Ethan,
not the album version. Not the album version.
Okay.
The single version.
Okay. Ethan, are you going to agree?
I'll take his word for it.
Ryan is correct. You get the point.
Thank you, Ryan.
Yeah, no problem, buddy.
All right, man. Well, thanks for joining us. We'll see you soon.
Alright,
bye.
Bye-bye.
I don't know.
Yeah, he got it.
I'm telling you.
Alright, last question. One of them, it's for 1 point and a bonus point.
Okay.
For the point, what song on Pretty Hate Machines samples a Prince song? This is for the 1 point.
Am I a Nine Inch Nails fan? Ring finger?
You are correct. Yes. Now, for the bonus point, what Prince song is it?
Oh. Well, seeing as I don't know any Prince songs.
Ah.
The one about the kiss?
No, it is not.
One about the doves?
Also incorrect. These sounds just take forever.
There we go. So that's, let's see, one, two.
Oh, can I add a couple bonus questions? Just to see if he knows.
Let me count up first. One, two, three.
I think it's 5 out of 10, seems like.
3, 4, 5, 6 out of 10. Nah. All right, to get, how many do you have?
Just one.
What, right, in that, to get a point back.
In that one video, who does he throw? He's at like a carnival game and he throws a ball mm-hmm. at three different rock, I think it's three different rock celebrities. Who are they?
I don't know. I know Fred Durst is one of them. Right? Fred Durst.
I think so.
So the way, this would technically be three to get 3 points.
No, just three to get 1 point.
Okay.
You can get them all.
I don't know. Who would he be throwing at? Fred Durst, Marilyn Manson.
Yeah.
Seems like is one of them. And
he's a zero. Billy Corgan.
Oh, that's right. Yeah,
give him a point. Pumpkins.
Yeah, sure.
All right, 7 points. Not bad.
I'm taking.
Yeah.
Those were good. It's funny, too, because those were kind of like, no one knew those, but man. It could have been a lot worse.
There were some very detailed questions, and I was just like, no.
Nine Inch Nails fandom is
nuts.
Nuts.
Like, what is the B-side, you know, like, left side, right side, all this stuff. And I'm just like, I, no, not at all. Just for why not? Cameron is a kid in a candy store right now. So we're going to go ahead and take a quick break and come back with tonight's roundtable. Back. Cameron, you want to kick us off?
Oh, yeah. So, you, recently, in the past 4 or 5 years, maybe more, we've seen a couple of cartoons get resurrected, thanks to Adult Swim, mostly. Those being Family Guy and Futurama. So, if you could see any animated series cartoon come back with its original creators, voice actors, all the goods... who would it be? You're not limited by time. This can be from any
era.
Yeah,
right on, Ethan.
That's tough. You go.
You want me to go?
Yeah, you go and let me.
You order first. He'll decide on his sandwich.
Okay, I
need something to go off of.
I'd like to see Oblongs. As one of them.
Oh, man.
I would love to see another season of The Oblongs. I loved that show.
Yes.
Also, Mission Hill was another good one.
Oh, son of a...
So these are your Adult Swim shows.
Yeah, there's...
Got syndicated.
Yeah. And it's funny because I can't think of other, you know, like, shows from, like, growing up that I feel like need to come back.
Here's a good question. Did any of us hear of Oblongs or Mission Hill outside of Adult Swim?
I did. I watched Oblongs when it was on WB.
Okay.
In its original run.
See,
Mission Hill, I think, premiered on Adult Swim, didn't it?
Feels like it.
That could be wrong.
Let me go ahead and say that, if I can just take the easy way out, but say that I completely, wholeheartedly agree with that, because Mission Hill,
such
a
good
show. One of the all-time great cartoon series. I mean... I own it on DVD, and it's just...
So funny.
It's so fun, and...
There was one show that never actually got ordered to series that I think would have been good, which was Welcome to Elkington, I think was what it was called. And it was about guys, like a lot of my friends, who hang out in comic shops, and, you know, it was very much into nerd culture.
You know another one that I just thought of that got canceled that was on TBS recently, like 3 years ago or so? The one about the neighbors that were the demons that they came up from hell, and they had the grandpa and the dog was Pazuzu or whatever.
I don't think I ever saw that.
It was called, like, I think it was Neighbors from Hell. I think that was the name of it.
Oh, wow. All right.
And it was it wasn't that good.
Right.
But, I mean, I liked to watch it. The animation was fun.
Yeah, it was Neighbors from Hell. Huh.
That was one of those, I might have like an emotional attachment to it, but I just remember being on vacation and watching it with the family and stuff and just, you know, having fun with it.
Right. It had a good cast.
Will Sasso, was he?
Yeah, Will Sasso, Molly Shannon, Patton Oswalt, Kurtwood Smith.
Yeah.
Good.
It was a fun, I mean, it was a fun show. It was terrible, but I mean, it was.
Cam?
This, I'm speaking completely out of nostalgia right now, but Rocco, just to see, just another season of Rocco.
Updated, like where he, what's he doing now?
Well, yeah, maybe Rocco's professional, maybe he's not sour like Mr. Bighead, but he's, like, on the path to, and maybe this season is seeing him get back to being, you know, being the good-natured Rocco we all know and love.
Turn the page, wash your hands.
Turn the page, wash your hands.
Just like, the mood that, it was like, it was edgier than SpongeBob, but not as edgy as Ren and Stimpy.
Right.
So it was like a good in between, but like the humor was really out there. It was edgy, and I really loved it.
I would say another one for me might be actually, now that I think about it, would either be Cow and Chicken or the Powerpuff Girls.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Like, I think Cow and Chicken is one of those kind of adult type shows.
That is still funny to us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, like, if you want to be, like, honest about it and say ones that could benefit from a reboot, Powerpuff Girls, like, to like, kids nowadays.
And I think that was actually planned not long ago, and it just fell through.
Really?
While we were sitting here, you know, batting around, The Tick.
The Tick. First of all, The Tick needs to be put on Netflix if someone can get on that.
Yeah, Netflix if you're listening.
Not the live action. No, come on.
But I enjoyed that with Patrick Warburton as The Tick. Come on.
I couldn't get into it. I tried.
I also really liked Freakazoid.
Freakazoid, yes.
Freakazoid and Animaniacs would be welcome returns.
Well, see, there's the thing is, like, Freakazoid was the tail end of those Warner Brothers / Spielberg very high-end animation that was happening in the mid to late 90s. So it's like any of those, if you wanted to bring them back, because like with the full orchestra music and all that stuff, super high quality animation, like, you know, Tiny Toons or Animaniacs.
Tiny Toons actually would be another good one.
Beetlejuice.
Beetlejuice was good. It wasn't part of that whole thing, but like
remember the Tales from the Crypt.
Oh, Tales from the Crypt Keeper. Yeah. Man, this got me thinking. Man, these are good. I'd love to see a lot of these again.
Oh, yeah.
And I feel like with the way that nostalgia works, it's very likely we will at some point.
It's a good point in the cycle. Like, how many people would freak out if any one that we just mentioned?
I think the most likely one is probably Powerpuff Girls at this point.
Because you could establish a new fan base as well as...
And they'll 3D it.
Right. It'll be a big deal. Good. Man, really good. Ethan, what's your roundtable question this week?
My question is, it's basically just, what is your go-to guilty pleasure movie? A movie that, basically, you know it's not a good movie, but you have, just for whatever reason it is, a really strong connection to it, and you can pop it in, watch it any time of the day, infinite loop. I know what mine is.
I own... a copy. No. It's worse. I own and will watch this. It's a copy of the Jekyll and Hyde musical starring David Hasselhoff.
Oh, yes. I saw a production of that at our local theater.
Really?
It was pretty good.
I love the musical. It's really bad. It's horribly written. But I've always just, for whatever reason, it's that horror, you know, element to it. And the idea, I'm such a big Jekyll and Hyde fan that it's like I have blinders on. And even David Hasselhoff is so, it's not even that he's bad, he's just so over the top. And I mean, he's just shattering fucking windows with that voice. And just, and it's really bad. And here's what's worse. I've gone through like 3 copies of it. Like from just wearing it out. Wow. Yeah.
See, here's a funny little anecdote, is I knew the guy that was playing Jekyll / Hyde for the production, and he was saying that he watched the David Hasselhoff version, and he did this thing when he would hold out notes where he'd do a little
wiggle his hands.
Yeah, he would call it like a testicle tickle.
Yeah.
And I was he was like, I did the, you know, I did my little homage to that and I'm satisfied. That sounds pretty magical.
Yeah. It's a hell of a thing. We gotta watch it sometime.
I'll watch it with you, totally.
Cool. It's a weird one. But for whatever reason, I dig it and I probably always will. So that's probably my number one. I can't think of too many others, especially stuff that I like. There's like varying degrees of bad movies that I like, you know? I like Troll 2 for the watch in a group of people. Mm-hmm. Same can be said with The Room. But Jekyll and Hyde is definitely my big one for sure. Mm. Cool. All right, Cam, what's yours?
That I don't believe in the idea of a guilty pleasure, right. But I know what this means. It's something that you know most people would consider garbage, but you like it anyway.
Right.
I think you should always be proud of what you like. However, mine would be PCU, which was this, I mean, it really is garbage. It's like a really stupid comedy made in like the 94, probably. It has Jeremy Piven in it. Jeremy Piven in the privy. And John Favreau is like a chunky punk rock kid. and a bunch of no names. And then George Clinton in Parliament Funkadelic.
Right. Yes. It's a weird flick.
Yeah, and it's just got a lot of dumb humor. A lot of it's like sexist and gross, and it's
blow me where the pampers
are. Yeah, but it's infinitely watchable, and that I think that's what we're going for here. Something that when it would come on Comedy Central back when they used to syndicate all these movies, I would stop whatever I was doing and watch it. So
there's a Jeff Goldblum, what's his name? Oh, jeez. Jeff Goldblum.
Rick Moranis.
No, it's not Rick Moranis. It's the, fuck it. It's like Transylvania 6500.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Do you know what I'm talking about? Yeah. Where he's like an investigator.
Yeah.
9500, maybe? I don't know.
There's another one.
That's another one that's really bad that I'll watch all the time.
That sounds pretty bad.
Nothing But Trouble with Dan Aykroyd.
Mm.
And Chevy Chase, it's kind of a horror movie, and I think the mom from Step Brothers is in it too. But Dan Aykroyd plays like six different parts in it, and they're all really gross human beings. Yeah, that's another one that I'll watch too. Ethan,
mine, it's easy. Well, instantly, Basketball.
Oh, right on.
Forgot about basketball.
When I was in, I guess, middle school or whatever, I had the VHS copy of it. Every single night I would watch it. I absolutely love it. I finally passed it. Ryan had never seen it. I finally passed it on to him. I said, here's my DVD copy. Familiarize yourself with the greatness that is Basketball. And now he too knows what it's about, and just I could watch it. It's just kind of that nostalgic type of vibe to it, and
right.
It's that really, really over the top stupid humor that it's almost like you realize you kind of get a kick out of it knowing that other people won't like this, so it's like your own special little thing.
Yeah,
that's a good one. Oh, I think my other big one, Ernest Scared Stupid. Not a good movie, but I fucking love Ernest Scared Stupid.
Can we say that about any Ernest movie?
Yeah, none of them are good, but I love them all. I watched the
Christmas one recently, and I was like, I don't like this.
Oh, like, really?
The only part I was laughing was when he was Verna or whatever.
Okay.
The old lady with the neck brace.
Right.
Like, that did kind of crack me up.
I think pretty much all of them are funny, but Ernest Scared Stupid. How about a bumper sandwich, bugger lips? Banzai! Where he hits the troll of the truck. And then the cashier is too scared to talk, and he's doing weird hand things, and Ernest thinks that he's playing charades, so he's trying to guess, and the cashier brings his shotgun up over the counter. He says, oh, geez, when you play charade, you play for keeps, don't you? Too funny. That's one that I'll always love. And that's probably the only time I'll get to talk about that this holiday season.
So
it'll come up.
I hope so.
We'll soon.
It's funny because I remember. See, I'm a little bit younger than you,
right.
So I can remember watching that back in the day. My dad used to run a video store, and I can remember for whatever reason watching that movie and just having these terrible, terrible nightmares about it. Just awful, like, and so that's always been something that's in the back of my mind that's kind of, like, stuck out.
Right.
And it's just knowing that that film, like, traumatized me as a kid. I really want to revisit it now to see what all that's about.
I saw that film in theaters, and I had an allergic reaction to the butter and the popcorn, and eyes sealed shut.
What?
Yeah, how weird is that? That's how I'll always remember that movie. Well, good. My roundtable question... We kind of talked about it earlier with Army of Darkness. If you could pick a film that's over 20 years old that should have a sequel, what would it be? Cameron. What would it be? Ethan.
Okay, 20 years old has a sequel.
It's hard.
Golly, that's tough. When did... What is that? What was it called? King Rumble King?
What?
With David Arquette? Where he's the
Ready to Rumble? I don't know. Let's see.
No, it was 98. I do believe.
Did you look it up?
No, I just know that movie.
He just knows.
I mean, I could say Dumb and Dumber, but it's getting a sequel.
It is getting a sequel. Ready to Rumble was 2000, bro.
Really?
Yeah, only 13 years made. It feels so much older than that.
Let's do this. Let's say this.
All right.
Let's say Billy Madison.
Really? Billy Madison.
Billy Madison.
That was like 94.
Yeah, it's
95. Well, it's close enough.
It's
yeah.
Borderline. I mean, it's.
What would you? I mean, what would the hook be? Where do we find Billy now?
Billy has a son that has the same issues.
I
kind of would watch that movie, honestly.
I mean, let's be honest. I would watch it because it's Billy Madison.
Hey, and that blonde hasn't worked since this movie. She was in Mortal Kombat.
Bridget Wilson Sampras, I believe, is her name.
Oh, did she marry Pete Sampras?
She was married to Pete Sampras, also known as Sonya Blade.
Yep.
Why do you know so much about her?
She was only in two movies.
Oh, wait a minute. Oh, man. How did I not say that? Mortal Kombat for my guilty pleasure movie. Good Lord.
Yeah. Yeah, indeed. Mortal Kombat
is
infinitely watchable.
Yeah. But yeah, Billy Madison, you have to bring back, you know, when he decides that he wants to do whatever. I can't really remember the end, but he makes Carl is. Carl, the name of the guy?
Yeah.
He makes be the president of the company. He has to come back in it. Who was also recently the scrapyard worker on
Breaking Bad. Yeah.
He comes back as the guy, and he's like, oh, your kid's got the same problems as you do. He's got to retake his classes.
That's fantastic.
Oh, man.
Awesome. Cameron?
I don't know if this is a good answer or not, because it just kind of came to me. Thinking about Prometheus, okay. What if we had a Blade Runner sequel?
There's one in the works, yeah.
Okay.
He's working on one.
This isn't a bad idea.
Yeah.
And let's just officially tie together the Alien and Blade Runner universe.
Yeah.
Let's just go ahead and do that, because, you know, you've got the replicant / android technology and kind of tie those together, and I think it could be really cool.
Yeah, I'd love to see a Blade Runner sequel. Yeah,
I don't know what it would be about, just more rogue robots.
Yeah. Right on.
Rogue bots.
Rogue bots. Actually, I read a thing over the last couple days. It was a list of the 11 most sequel-worthy movies, and that was one of them.
Okay.
And somebody suggested that the plot be that Harrison Ford's character has a replicant running around and he has to go after it.
I would watch that.
Yeah, totally. I would watch that too. Cool. I guess mine would be... First and foremost, I am clamoring for a Ghostbusters 3. I want Ghostbusters 3 so bad. I don't think it'll be good. I'm going to go right out and say it, but I want it.
Get Rick Moranis back in there.
Yes.
Get the whole troop.
Secondly, though, Goonies. Where's my Goonies sequel?
Their kids going on a journey.
Yes, and then they have to come help them.
Yeah.
And they all team up together.
If they can do it.
If they
If they can do it well, that's just, ooh.
They're all still living in Astoria.
I'd be terrified to touch that.
They have to go back, and they have to, you know, they find a whole nother system of fucking pirate caves or some such shit.
We're all still pissing in our faces.
Pirate shit.
Yeah. They find a bunch of pirates. I would love to see I would love to see that. There's a lot of 80s movies. The Thing, I would love to see, like, a sequel to The Thing.
A proper sequel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The prequel.
Where Chiles and MacReady are frozen, and they bring them both on the ship. Like, they fucking submarine finds them or some such shit. Mm-hmm. And they get found, and one of them is The Thing.
Yeah.
You know? Like, where is that? That's what I need.
I would totally watch that.
Pretty much. There's a lot of Carpenter. In the Mouth of Madness, I'd see that sequel. That's kind of where
Alligator.
I'd watch an Alligator.
And there were several, weren't there?
With, what was his name? This guy from Current, or from Tremors. Wasn't the same guy? Fred?
I think so. Fastback, I looked last night and saw that the guy from Breaking Bad was an Alligator.
Which guy?
The
Robert Forster. Yeah. Robert Forster is incredible. Man, let's just talk about Robert Forster for a minute.
It's weird because I knew him from other things, but when I looked at the IMDb, I didn't recognize him for anything. But I think it's maybe because he reminds me of my grandpa. That could have been it.
I think that's Masters of the Universe. Holy shit. Just a proper sequel. Bring old Dolph Lundgren back.
Yeah.
Stretch Meg Foster out a little bit. Get rid of some of the sag she's got going on. Frank Langella's Skeletor. I want it all back. I want to relive my glory days.
It can be recaptured.
We're going to need a bigger nostalgia. That's what this show is.
That's what this show pretty much is.
He is. I'm
good. I'm excited for that Wolfman sequel.
Man, movies aren't as good as they used to be.
Gotta get that Wolfman sequel.
It hasn't been 20 years.
Monster Squad sequel?
Don't touch it. I know.
No, they're all adults. No kids. All adults.
Stand By Me sequel?
Without River Phoenix?
Because he got his throat cut in a bar fight.
Is that how it happened? Yeah. I thought he overdosed.
No, he got his throat. Wait, you mean real life?
I thought
life
he had an aneurysm after
real life he overdosed. Movie, he got his throat cut trying to break up a bar fight, which is infinitely more depressing.
Yikes.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, on that note.
Or Will Wheaton.
good. This has been a fun show.
Oh, yeah.
That's pretty much it this week, gang. Next week is going to be our very first October show. And it's going to be Halloween all month here on Bigger Show. And every week will be a retrospective show.
Yes.
And next week we have...
Wasn't it the Vigi Games?
Yeah, we will be talking about horror video games next week. So be on the lookout for that. I'm not going to announce the full lineup yet.
Who's going to be on?
No, like the other shows that we're going to do.
Oh, yeah. No, it's good. It's good.
So keep your eyes peeled for that and the contest we have coming up. And we will see y'all soon for a bigger show. This has been...
Ethan Hudson.
Cameron B. Childs.
And Mike D. Thank y'all for listening, and we'll see you next week.